to the book of Philippians today, very familiar passage, one no doubt that you've heard message after message on, and probably has been your prayer, has been your desire as well. Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14, the apostle is acknowledging where he is and where he would like to be, and then the purpose, the focus. Praise God. The apostle says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth under those things which are before." Wow, there's a lot that can be preached just in that verse. Amen. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Again, just a number of topics that can be touched on there. Praise God. But I want to focus on that term, high calling. The high calling. That's what the Lord is offering us. That's what His purpose is in our lives. That's where He wants to take us. A high calling. Praise God. Amen. You can be seated. God bless you. Stop for a moment and think about invitations that you have had. And they're common, of course, because of the events in our lives. High school graduation was a long time ago for most of us. And it's something that at least one is looking forward to here shortly. Amen. But that was an invitation that we sent out, and we were glad to have family and friends gather. Weddings. Weddings are a wonderful opportunity to see an invitation. And usually that's something that we're excited about, and something that we're glad to join in together with. And we make the time, we mark this calendar, and we put it in our schedule. Baby showers. My wife was at one yesterday, driving up to Anchorage. Thank God it didn't go off the road. She was, how long ago was that you were heading to a baby shower and ended up off the road? And it was... I think the first part of December, something in January, and slippery roads, and off the side they went, and on the side of the vehicle. And I had the privilege of racing out there and gathering the people into my vehicle, and the tow truck riding the van upright, and then I'll drive the van. And my wife drove our SUV. So... we don't need that kind of excitement when we're responding to an invitation. But thank God everything was nice, everything was good in Anchorage, as Paris Morgan is, Blackshear Morgan is expecting her child, and a great gathering to be excited about that. Praise God. That's something to celebrate, because the rest of the world does something else with a pregnancy and with life. It's just, oh my goodness, what a society we live in. God help us, amen, that we can change society one life at a time and not get overall discouraged, but to recognize there's going to be an opportunity that God affords you to be able to work a truth in somebody's life. Praise God. But let's say you got an invitation, and the zip code was 20500. And what? I don't know anybody in that zip code. And I certainly don't know anybody on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And then you look at the city, Washington. Washington. No, that's not too far away. Washington, D.C. Oh, that's different. And then we realize it's from the White House. We might get more excited about an invitation from Whitehorse at this point. But I see you had no reaction at all about the White House. But if Brother Wagner invites us to go fishing at Whitehorse, oh my, we're all in. Praise God. But I don't know if you've seen the White House and the monuments that are there. It's a very impressive city. We did our usual one-day whirlwind tour, and Smithsonian Institute, my, that is incredible. We walked through it so that we could get to the mall. a lot of walking, but a lot of sights to see. Amazing. We saw the White House at a distance. We're kind of walking along the Washington Monument. And then, what's everybody looking at over here? So we went and looked, and here it is, the White House. I would like to go in there. You know, the present occupant, not, well, anyway, I'd like to go in there and just see it. It would be a lot of history, a lot of things. So an invitation. The high calling is something that we've got to keep in the forefront of our minds and our lives and our hearts to realize this is the greatest, this is the most powerful, the most awesome, however you want to describe it. Praise God. When Paul said, "My departure is at hand," he was helping us to understand if there's a departure, there has to be a destination. And let's keep that destination in mind. Praise God. We are going to end up on streets of gold. There is going to be a gate of pearl. Amen. Not just one, but 12 of them. Praise God. And the hand of the Lord is going to be displayed in an amazing and a powerful way. Thank God. Because the trumpet is going to sound. Amen. And I'm thankful we can get carried away in the Spirit in our worship and our praise to the Lord, because we are going to be carried away in the Spirit. Praise God. And I'm thankful that's our hope. Hallelujah. John wrote, "He carried me away in the Spirit, and he saw heavenly sights, and he recorded them in the book of Revelation." And I'm thankful we can determine in our hearts, I'm going to get carried away when I get carried away. Praise God. And know the power of the Lord to be demonstrated in our lives. Think about Bartimaeus. His story is told in Mark chapter 10. We're thinking about the miracles again. And he sat on the side of the road year after year, sightless, penniless, and a beggar. And his life depended upon the charity of others who walked by and had a penny or two to put in his basket or bowl, whatever he had for begging. But he heard that Jesus was passing by. Praise God. And he began calling out. Now that was a calling. That was an intentional effort to gain the attention of the Lord. And he made it loud and clear. He would not be hushed. He would not be settled down. He cried out for mercy. He cried out for healing. And finally, after telling him to be quiet, now they tell him, "Be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee." That's what he was after. That's what he wanted. Praise God. That was his hope. That was his desire. He knew that something good could happen as a result. Praise God. And so, in his blind state, he cast away the garments. No doubt they had holes. They were probably a bit dirty. And he was not aware because he was blind. Otherwise, perhaps he'd have dusted it off, or he'd have rubbed that dirty spot and so on. He was blind. He couldn't see, but he was willing and ready to make a change. And so when he stood up in his blind state, he let go of those garments that signified where he had lived for years and years in his blind state. And it's interesting that the Lord would ask him, "What do you want?" It seems like it would be obvious. It seems like it would be something that he would readily recognize. And certainly as God, he already knew. He already knew what the answer was going to be. He already knew how it was going to work out. How step by step, moment by moment, it was going to unfold. But he wanted the specific request. See, that you got to be specific. You know, we prayed for Homer. Praise God. And we can be specific. God, let your anointing flow. God, let your presence be in that place. God, let your word go forth and let it accomplish what you've sent it to do. Let it not return void, but let it prosper in the purpose that you've sent it forth. Praise God. We can be specific. Amen. And that's what Bartimaeus was. Lord, that I may receive my sight. Praise God. Oh my, think about it, Brother Perkins. How long did it take? What was his reaction? How did he blink his eyes? What did he focus on first? How amazing and how incredible. Praise God. He was healed. He followed Jesus. And he wouldn't let anyone make him return to his old. Oh, Bartimaeus, your garment, your coat, don't forget. He's leaving it behind. Praise God. He's stepping into a new life. He's moving into a new dimension. He's finding out what God has. And thank God the Lord can do that again and again for us. There's something more. There's something great. That high calling is not just coming out of darkness into his marvelous light, but it's continuing in that marvelous light. It's recognizing this is what he wants to show us. This is what he wants to reveal. This is what he wants to produce. Praise God. And I'm thankful we can know the goodness that is there. Forgetting those things that are in the past. Amen. I'm thankful that failure need not be final. I'm thankful that God's love never fails, but he moves us again and again into victories. Victories that are what we can rejoice in. But I don't stop and just reminisce about the victories in the past. I recognize there's victories ahead of us as well. I'm not going to let the good hold me back from stepping into what's great. Praise God. And know that there's more that the Lord has for us. Always going to be new battles, but there's always going to be new victories as well. Praise God. I'm thankful for the goodness and the blessing of the Lord. Galatians 4:9, the apostle is struggling with the church in Galatia, trying to understand why are you thinking like this? Why is your focus like this? You've known God, and you are known of God. I'm thankful it goes both ways. Amen. I'm thankful that the Lord knows where we are, knows what we face, knows what we deal with. And we know God, that he has answered prayer. He has healed our bodies. He has made a way when it seems like there is no way. And thank God for the power and the blessing of the Lord. We have known God. We are known of God. Then why go back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world? That doesn't make sense. No, our focus is going to be on that high calling. Praise God. I'm going to remember where I came from and know that there's blessing beyond imagination of where I'm going. I will stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made me free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Moving on to the blessing, moving on to the strength and goodness. Praise God. And staying in the Spirit. Crucified with Christ. That's not very attractive, is it? That's not a very pleasing word picture. But that means I make the exchange of what is disastrous for me, what is destructive for me, and I move into the realm of life and power and blessing. Hallelujah. That is going to result in a high calling. Praise God. Think about some of the invitations in Scripture. Joseph, for example. The poor man has been in a pit, pulled out of the pit, ends up in a prison after being blessed in Potiphar's house, and how he refused the offering, the temptation of Mrs. Potiphar, and it was a high price that he paid, but there would have been a high price to pay had he given in to that temptation. We know it's a situation that he chose the things of God rather than to be going into the realm of sin and wrongdoing, because he would have paid there as well. However, because of the time in prison, And it was time that he didn't waste. It was time that he used to the benefit of his experiences and how God could use what he had done. That Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. He shaved, he changed his clothing, and he came to Pharaoh. Why did he go through those things? Why didn't he just immediately step into the presence of the Pharaoh? Because he knew, I'm not coming back. I'm not going to return to this place. This is not going to be where I spend the rest of my life. I'm going to the palace. Praise God. From the pit to prison to the palace, God had his hand upon Joseph, and he was promoted because of his faith in the Lord. Clothed in vestures and robes and fine linen now, because he is in the palace. Praise God. His clothing changed because his character did not. He moved on in the realm of the high calling. Praise God. And he finally gets some articles of clothing to make up for the two coats that he lost. But the hand of the Lord has been there for him and move him into the realm of promotion, a high calling. But there's one even higher than that. Praise God. Daniel had served and survived. Three kings in Babylon had come and gone, and he still continues serving the King of Kings. Belshazzar, the third ruler, is throwing a huge party. He's invited 1,000 of his lords. Imagine that. We're planning a conference here, the NAME conference, and we're excited that people from around our fellowship are gathering there, and we're going to gather from the peninsula, and we're going to have a great time. But there's not going to be 1,000 of us. That wouldn't be incredible. I think that day's going to arrive, Brother Murphy. I think it's going to be there. Praise God. We continue being faithful. I don't know how we're going to fit them all in, but we're going to make it. Brother Rick is going to have to design a new tabernacle. You're going to have to make sure that the architecture is all in place and all good and ready to go. But the 1,000 lords, along with their guests, that was a huge gathering. But he was carrying on as though there was no authority above him. There's nothing more that he could do. And he wanted to show how powerful he was. And he said, bring the vessels that we brought from the temple of the Hebrews. We're going to show how much power I have. And while he was desecrating those temple vessels, a hand appeared and began to write on the wall. I think it got kind of quiet in there. I think the rustling of utensils and the dashing about of servants came to a standstill. I think everybody gasped as they saw the hand and its writing appeared on the wall. And Belshazzar's wife said, you better get Daniel. He's the one who can interpret it. He's the one who can dissolve doubts. I like that phrase in Daniel, the dissolver of doubts. Praise God. Would you like to be a dissolver of doubts? Praise God. I'm thankful God can help us with those doubts that plague us. Those nagging thoughts and that bring worries and anxieties. Praise God. And I'm thankful we can give a word of hope to those who are struggling with depression. I love that song. Praise God. I'm going to speak the name of Jesus to those who are anxious, those who are worrying, those who are in darkness, those who are in depression. The name of Jesus can bring them out. The name of Jesus can bring the light. The name of Jesus can bring freedom. The name of Jesus brings power. Thank God for the goodness and the glory of the Lord. Daniel, come and interpret what's been written. The most powerful man in the country was weighed in the balances and found wanting. There may have been those who said wanting and looked around. A huge crowd. All the gold, all the gems, all the silver, everything. The fantastic meal. Everything. What do you mean wanting? He didn't have what God was looking for in his life. Amen. And he ended up losing everything in that hour. Amazing that the invading army understood that the walls were impregnable. They're not going to be able to defeat them. But we can stop the flow of the river and we can march under the walls on a dry riverbed. And that's exactly what they did. And history bears out what the scriptures say. Amen. Thank God that we serve a God who is all-powerful, able to do even more than what we can imagine. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that we can respond to the Word of God and know that's what I need to be accountable to. That's what I need to measure up to. Not the popular opinion, not the way that culture is going, not the government, not those in control, but to walk in the hand of the Lord and to be blessed there. Praise God. Joseph, Daniel being summoned by earthly kings, but the church is going to be summoned by the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And we're going to move into his power and his presence. There will be a shout. We are going to hear a voice. The trumpet is going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Hallelujah. And we shall rise to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, thank God that we have this purpose and this time to prepare ourselves. His name and his spirit being applied to our lives. We're being clothed in robes of righteousness. Amen. And I'm thankful we can hear invitations even now. I'm thankful he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. And he emphasizes that aspect of rest. He said, you're going to find rest for your souls. Amen. In all the turmoil and all the chaos and all the problems and all the difficulties, I'm thankful he says, I'm going to give you rest. Praise God. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly or innermost being shall flow rivers. Rivers? Rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit. Praise God. Which they that believe on him should receive. Oh, thank God. We know it works. We know it happens. We know his word is fulfilled. We believed, thank God, and we received. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Just like the word says. Amen. It's a high calling, not a low calling. Not to see how far down in the depths of sin you can sink. Not to see how much in bondage you can become. No, we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. The one who called you friends wants to be in your life in an overwhelming manner and measure. Thank God there's a heavenly calling that we can respond to. We make our calling sure. And we continue on in our walk with God and stay in the place where those that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. And we can find ourselves among that number. Hallelujah. Because of the power of the Lord and the blessings that he will bring forth. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Athletes, musicians, actors all train and work hard for the moment of their performance. But thank God the church is going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Praise God. The trumpet shall sound. The dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Hallelujah. Called into his presence and knowing the blessings that he has in store for us to move into the realm where we know his goodness is forever. The marriage supper of the Lamb. His wife hath made herself ready. The church is now clothed in fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. Praise God. And we will step into that realm of rejoicing forever. Praise God. His power and his glory and his blessing will be forever. Praise God. John heard him say, come up hither. Praise God. And the Spirit of the Lord carried him away. The church is next. Praise God. A high calling. Not a low calling. Not a mediocre calling. Not something that's just, you can ignore it if you want to. There's no consequences, no problem. I don't want to miss out. Praise God. There are a lot of voices calling for our attention today. There are a lot of things going on in the media that want to draw you away from what this book says, the Word of God. But thank the Lord, we can hold on to what God's Word declares. We can know the reality of it, the truth of it. Praise God. And it endures forever. It's not going to pass away. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, sure enough. But his Word, hallelujah. We're going to stay where he wants us to be. Brother Treese, in the literal word, had this comment about Philippians 3:14. He said, it's the up calling, the upcalling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank God that that's where we're headed. Not low, not down, not out, but up. Praise God, in the presence of the Lord. And I'm thankful we can know that power is going to be fulfilled in our lives. Amen. I thought of a song, an old song. Some of you may recognize it. It was written a long time ago. Well, not that long ago, the 70s. That's a while ago, I guess, for some of you. But the song says, there's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, draw closer to me. There are new heights to climb. New things in me you will find. Praise God. And I'm thankful we can continue in that place. Hallelujah. And we'll continue on in Him. Leave this world far behind. There are new heights to climb. And a new place in me you will find. Praise God. Whatever it takes. That's what the author of that song ended up saying. Whatever it takes, Lord, I'm willing. Praise God. Because there's a high calling that I want to respond to. A high calling that I want to hear. A high calling that I want to live. Oh, the world's going to say, no, you don't have to be carried away. You don't have to be so committed. You don't have to fall off into the deep end and so on and be so different and look different and live different. No, you can fit in with the rest of the crowd. Yeah, I suppose you can. But you'll be leaving the high calling behind. You'll be missing the high calling and the purpose that God wants to fulfill in your life. And I'm not willing to do that. Amen. I want the high calling to be fulfilled in my life. And I want to hear that high calling. Praise God. No, I haven't apprehended yet. I'll agree with the Apostle Paul. Amen. No, I've not reached it yet. I'm still pressing on. I'm still forgetting those things that are behind. I'm still looking ahead for the prize. Praise God. Because it's going to be worth it. Amen. Stand with me now, please. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, yes, that voice calling me from that old rugged tree. Thank God. 2,000 years ago, He hung upon that cross. What does that mean for me today? It means His blood cleanses me. It means His name delivers me. It means His name is poured out upon me, and I walk in the power of His Spirit. Amen. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. I can determine with everything I have within me, I'm not going to miss that high calling. Right. Praise God. Amen. I don't have control over anyone else's destiny. I pray and I fast and I believe God for my family and for those that we've taught studies to and we've invited and we've worked with and we've seen them at share group and all of these aspects. I wish I could make their determination. I wish I could choose for them. But everybody's got to choose for themselves. And I'm so thankful I made the choice. Praise God. And I need to continue to make that choice. It's not one and done. It's a continuing, ongoing, praise God, choice that I make. I'm following You, Lord. I'm choosing You, Lord. I'm forgetting those things that are behind. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll keep doing that because it is worth it. Amen. It's worth it. Hallelujah. Would you come and spend some time in prayer here this morning? Let's just determine in our hearts, afresh and anew, I'm going to continue on with You, Lord. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to fall. I'm going to make it because it's worth it. Praise God. It's worth it. Oh, yes, a lot of voices, a lot of calling. A lot of attracting your attention hey, you need to do this, you need to do that. No, I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to walk with Him. Praise God. Let's pray together and ask the Lord to help us. The high calling, Lord, I'm not going to ignore it. The high calling, God, I'm not going to fall short. Hallelujah. I'm going to focus on it. I'm going to make it priority. I'm going to follow after You, God. I'm going to do Your will. Praise God. Let's pray together now.